coming up here on 810. And with us now, we have a guest in the studio. Lisa Wilson is the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you in this morning. How are you doing?
It's nice to be here. It's crazy. It feels like a Monday on a Tuesday.
It's weird. I know. It's weird. Yeah, I'm still not. It's a new job, of course, so getting into the swing of things,
right?
And everything. So it's definitely good. So what do we have going on in the month of September? It's hard to believe that we're already here.
I know. We were talking off air about you being from Wichita but enjoying a small community. And so I think one of the benefits of living in a small community, and in particular Independence, is the caring support that our local churches have for the community. I don't know if you know this, but I think it's worth sharing that there are 3 free meals a week that are available to people in need in Independence. And there's one that's going to be every Tuesday at First Christian Church. Now, it will not be today. It will start next week. They take the summer off. So starting next week, every Tuesday, First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, they provide the Open Arms Diner dinner, and it's carry-out meals only from 5 to 5:30. So basically, you pull up, and the meals are provided, and you just drive on out. So, and then on Wednesdays, the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue, they offer a dinner that begins at 5:45. And then on Thursdays, all of the local churches take turns providing the CUF meal. And CUF is an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. And this meal is at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. It's carry out as well, beginning at 6 o'clock. And I think I was looking at their Facebook page the other day, and a few weeks ago, the meal count, when I looked, was like 135 meals or something that they provided just at the CUF meal. So I think that, James, that's just a demonstration of the kind of people that you're going to be surrounded by while you're living here in the county.
I've already seen a lot of generosity, and I've only been here a few days.
It's a great place. So also, talking about caring for each other and showing your concern and your assistance, we have a veteran services program Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 at 4 County Mental Health at 1101 Donald Avenue. And you can contact Lauren Osborne. He's actually a veteran, at 331-3131 for more information and details. And we just hope that you will help us share the word so that our veterans know that they are appreciated for their sacrifice and service to our country. And this program through 4 County Mental Health is for all veterans, and they provide a multitude of services. So again, give Lauren Osborne a call at 331-3131. I was asking you what you like to do, and you talked about the park, and we're going to talk about the park in a little bit, but do you know that Independence is the home site to one of the Little House on the Prairie sites?
I think I have been there as a little kid, but it's been a long, long time.
Okay. So you were talking about your dad being affiliated with Textron, and way back when, helping to build the Cessna plant. So that's out in that location.
Okay.
And so Little House on the Prairie is just south of town, just a little bit. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for kids. They're open every day of the week, Monday through Sunday, 10 to 5. And in addition to the log cabin that's out there, there's a schoolhouse, a post office, a gift store. They have mules, miniature donkeys, miniature ponies for the kids to pet and feed. And the weather's nice. The weather's nice today. I haven't checked the weather.
It's going to be the same for as long as you can see, pretty much.
Okay. Okay. Well, then this weekend would be great to get out there and enjoy some time on the prairie. The closing day will be Monday, the 31st. So make your plans to visit Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I think there is a wagon there in front of it. And
there is.
I think we have a photo op of us trying to hook our dog up, like had the dog in front of it kind of pulling it.
Yes.
We had a Sheltie at the time. So
well,
it was great.
The cabin, the wagon is still out there.
Excellent.
So, yep, you'll have to go check it out. So unlike probably what you're used to in the big city, we do not have a beautiful recycling center in our community, but we do have recycling efforts, and they are a well-oiled machine at the sanitation yard. So someday we will have a recycling center. Someday we will have curbside recycling, but that takes a lot of time and money.
Oh, sure.
And so for right now, this is the offering that Independence has. You can drop off your recyclables every Tuesday, which would be today, at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1. And then also debris, appliances, furniture, other junk, you can also drop off every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2. The reason why the recycling drop-off is from 11 to 1 is because that's a manned operation. So somebody will be there to help everyone unload their recyclables. But if you go out any other time between 8 and 2 with your junk in the back of your truck, you just pull in, pull around back, and there's all these dumpsters, and you just drop it all off. So,
yeah.
And again, they'd probably have that in the big city
where
it's free.
So we used to, behind the Dillons, near where I lived, they had this kind of big trailer thing.
Yes.
That had different slots for like newspapers, cans, bottles, etc. So we always used to bring the newspapers over there and put them in there, and then we didn't really do anything else besides that. I mean, because we're not good people. Then it went away. So I don't know
where
I don't know where it went. There's some neighbors who have that like curbside thing, but you still have to pay for that, and it doesn't. So you have to pay for that and trash service. So we're like, well, I'm just going to throw it away. But yeah, it's great to recycle, and it just makes sense, just even from a financial perspective.
Absolutely.
To
it's
do
the right
that.
Thing to do.
Yeah.
And also, in larger cities, you can't just pull into a sanitation yard and drop off all your broken junk, your furniture and junk and mattresses and tires and all those kinds of things. So we are fortunate that our city works hard to keep our community beautiful and junk free, and they make this available so that we can clean up our property.
And that's really lucky to have, because I was most recently in Arkansas, and where I was, they didn't have anything like that. So it was actually easier for people to bury stuff like that on their own property. And so it's just like, it's terrible. And like burying a couch or something, that's absurd. So yeah, for those larger items, it's a great service.
It is. We're very fortunate. So again, that's every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard, 21st and Maple. And then every Tuesday, Thursday from 8 to 2, you can drop off all of your junk items. And then on the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon, they also have recycling available. And that will be, we didn't have it this Saturday because of the holiday weekend, so that will be coming up. And I believe that's going to be the 10th.
Yep.
So it'll be this Saturday.
Okay.
And so do you by any chance like to mountain bike or bike or anything?
I do. I have mostly street and some I've done some mountain biking. I only have a bike with, they're not street tires. They're kind of in between mountain and street, but I do an awful lot of biking around.
Well, you should check out Elk City State Park. So they have a group called Eagle Rock Shredders, and they bike every Tuesday night out at Elk City State Park. They meet in the Outlet Channel parking lot. And they're actually meeting starting today. They're meeting at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock because it's starting to get darker earlier.
Yes, it is.
So they meet at 6 o'clock and they ride, and obviously you need to have a helmet on for safety. And if you plan to ride after dark, you need to have a light on your helmet. But you can check out their Facebook page, Eagle Rock Shredders. And they have their Tuesday night bike rides.
Excellent.
So you'll need to come to Independence and eat dinner. We have some really good restaurants. So once you've tried everything in Coffeeville, you're going to have to venture to Independence and see what we have to eat. But one of the things that we pride ourselves in is not only having really good food, but we also have some really good music. And we actually have a connection to Coffeeville this week. So Dickie's Barbecue Pit is in downtown Independence, and they have live music every Wednesday from 6:30 to 9. And Robbie Bell is going to be playing, and she's actually from Coffeeville.
Oh, okay.
She's super talented, has a great voice, plays the guitar oh so well. So she's going to be in town and singing at 6:30 this Wednesday. I will plan to be there. I always enjoy listening to her sing, as well as all of the other great artists that they bring into Dickie's on Wednesday evenings. And then we have a brewery in Independence. Do you like craft beer by any chance?
I'm not a big beer drinker, okay. But I like the the food.
Do you like? Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. Wait a second.
Okay.
They don't serve food there.
Okay, they don't.
But this is what's cool. They let you take any food from anywhere into the brewery.
Okay.
And they have great root beer. Do you like root beer?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So I am not a craft beer drinker either. I just never acquired that taste, but I love root beer. And you can bring your own ice cream in, like from Dairy Queen or whatever, and then they put the root beer over it and make root beer floats. It's so good.
That's a great idea.
They really do have great root beer. But on Wednesday nights, they have musical bingo. And it starts at 7 o'clock, and bingo cards are $1, and they just play songs, and then you play bingo. It's
so,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, how does the music actually integrate with the bingo? Interesting.
Well, so they play little – I think they play little – bits of the song, and then if you know what the song is, then you mark it on your card.
I gotcha.
And so
it's almost like a Shazam, like that show sort of thing with bingo. That's great.
Yeah, and it's packed in there. And I say this every week that I want to go and check it out so I can speak to it from experience. But I have not been. But every time I drive by, there's plenty of people in there. And then for the Brainiacs and the trivia. Trivia people, you're probably really good at trivia.
Yeah, I've played trivia a few times, and yeah, I'm okay at it. You know, I do have a lot of useless facts up here. I mean, just packed full.
Well, radio people usually do. I think have lots of good trivia knowledge. So they play trivia on Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. So two fun things at the brewery on Wednesdays and Thursday evenings. And then also on Thursday evenings, and then again on Saturday, we have a farmer's market. I was listening to the news maybe right before when we were...
We had a caller for Open Line talking about the farmer's market.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So farmer's market in Independence is doing well and still going strong. So we'll have the market this Thursday from 4 to 7. And then again on Saturday from 7:30 to 11, it's at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, and that's right behind Annie Mae's Coffee House. And then the last day for the market will be Saturday, October the 15th, and Thursday, October the 20th. So we have a little over a month left, month and a half to experience the farmer's market. I know pumpkins and mums will be showing up, so all of those fall items will be presenting themselves as they're coming out of the gardens and such. So,
and it's nice to have a weeknight time too. You know,
yes.
If you go after work, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people, they might be busy on Saturday. They might have kids doing activities, that sort of thing. So it's nice to have a couple different times.
It is. And, you know, we found another reason to have it is because we have a lot of people who work in Independence, but live in Coffeyville or live in Neodesha. And so they get off, you know, they don't come back over on the weekends necessarily. And so this way, for what you just said, they can get off work and drive by and enjoy the market. So it's worked out really well. You can go to the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page. And I will point out that our market also has local artisans. That's why we changed the name to Makers.
I think that's great.
Farmers Market, yeah. Makers Market. So you'll have to come over and check that out. We also have some more great music on Friday nights at Uncle Jack's. That's in downtown Independence. Brian Leedy will be playing every Friday night starting at 6 o'clock. And they, too, have some great dinner specials. So check out their Facebook page. And then just catty corner across the street is Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill. And they have karaoke at 9 o'clock. Can you sing?
I can sing.
Can you really?
I can. Okay. I was in a barbershop quartet, actually.
Really? So. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you ever have the desire to karaoke, then Turbo's is the location on Friday nights at 9 o'clock. And then we were talking about the park and the zoo. So we have an amazing park and zoo, as you know from being there probably a long time ago.
It's been a bit.
But they've switched over to their fall hours. So the rides are open from 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. And maybe somebody new to our community wonders what do you mean when you say rides. We have train rides, and they cost 50 cents. It's very expensive to have fun in Independence. Train rides, it's a quarter mile track, and it goes around twice for two quarters. And then you can ride an antique Alan Herschel carousel where each one of the horses is authentically stamped. That will cost you a nickel.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if you're up to
I might have to consult the family budget.
If you save up, you can play miniature golf because it's $2.
Excellent.
And we have a great miniature golf course. It's so much fun. And then we actually have some glow golf coming up where you can play glow golf after dark. And I think that's on September the 24th. They moved it to a Saturday night because there's a football game on Friday night. And so the lights of the stadium will...
It takes priority.
Well, it'll cause a problem with the glow golf, too.
Yes.
So
that's smart.
So they just switched it over. And actually, I'll be talking about it in a minute. They switched it over to Saturday night, which is our movie night. So it's going to be a great addition to the fun that we already have planned on the 24th. So that's the park and the zoo. Well, that's the park, basically. But you do need to get out and check out the zoo. So we have 3 Siberian bears. Mm. We have a cougar. We have all kinds of monkeys. And do you know about our history?
The
with monkeys?
Space.
Yes.
Yes.
So Miss Abel was born on Monkey Island and was the first monkey to be shot into space and come back alive, paving the way for human space travel.
That's
with
awesome.
Miss Baker. I know. Lots of cool
stuff.
And
that island is really cool to look at.
I know.
At.
It really is. And so we have a historical museum and art center. Do you like history?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is having a show and sell exhibit right now through September the 24th. That's a Saturday. They're open every day from 10 to 4. So you can stop by the museum at 123 North 8th Street and support an artist. So lots of art is on exhibit, and most of it is for sale, too. So it's a great way to support an artist. It's a great way to get a piece of... you know, unique artwork, and if those are things that you enjoy. Also, we were talking, or I was listening to the news, and Brian was talking about the 100 Mile Highway sale.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of
yes,
that before?
Yes, I have. I'm very excited to be taking part in it.
So, okay, well, I wish I could take part in it, but I'll be working because we have about 4 events going on this week. And every year I say, I want to take off work and go to the 100 Mile Highway Sale, and it hasn't worked yet. But this is the 15th annual Can-Okla 100 Mile Highway Sale and citywide garage sales. It'll be this Friday and Saturday, September the 9th and 10th. And sale maps will be available late Thursday afternoon at Egbert's, Jumpstart, Casey's, Mikey's, Fleas Antiques, Hager's Market, the Chamber Office, City Hall, and the Reporter. And there'll be a digital version on our website as well. So I know that all those people that are big, diehard garage sailors are wanting that map now so they can map out their strategy. I totally get it. But we have over 100 sales, and the cutoff was on Friday, and we're trying to map out our strategy on creating this map. So we have somebody at the county that is helping us do that, but it's very time consuming, and we want to make sure we have a really good map. And with the holiday, we lost yesterday.
Yep.
So they're starting on it on today, and we will get it back tomorrow and proof it, and then it'll go to print Thursday morning, and we'll print like 1,500 copies of it. So it wears our copier out, and it takes a long time. Then we have to get the maps out, so it's a process. So everybody just bear with us and be patient. We'll have those maps out just as soon as we can, and if you'll watch our Facebook page, Get Independence, we'll make a post as soon as they're ready.
And that's smart to actually have a map available, because in Arkansas they were doing Bargains Galore on Highway 64 is their kind of version of this, but it's just like completely unorganized. So there's no people just set up along the highway. So you don't, and it might say like sign, there's a sign that says garage sale, but they're not telling you that it's 4 miles off the road or something. And it's just chaos.
Okay.
So you can waste a lot of time. So having the map is a great idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea. Now I will tell you that some people will say, why don't you have a big group site where everybody comes together? And we do have a group site, but that's a lot of work for the people having a garage sale to load up all your stuff
yep.
and then go to another location and such. So Our community members just like to have them at their house, and that's mm-hmm. the way we do it. So that's this weekend, and I hope that the weather will cooperate, and we'll have a great 100-mile highway sale. Lots of people will be in town. They'll be in our hotels. It's a great tourism event, so we're excited about that. Also, this week, actually, the 6th through the 10th, what is today?
It is the 6th.
Okay.
Yeah. It's starting today.
It's starting today. It's the 6th annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week, and you can check out their Facebook page at Project Q&A or their website at projectqna.org for more information. They have lots of workshops that are scheduled, family activities, and events. And again, this is their 6th annual event, so we welcome everyone to town that is coming for that, and that's Tuesday through the 10th.
Very good.
VFW Hamburger Night is this Wednesday. They always have Hamburger Night on the first Wednesday of the month, so that's this week, obviously. The grill will be hot from 5 to 7, and they'll have a pie auction that starts at 6. If you want to donate a cake or pie, you can drop them off at the VFW at 113 East Myrtle on Wednesday morning around 8 o'clock. But they make some great hamburgers and French fries.
Oh, that's my favorite. I just love that.
And so they put that money back into all of the things that they do to support their veterans in the community. Also, this weekend, I told you we have a lot going on. So we have a 100-mile highway sale. On Thursday, our leadership event kicks off. And then the next two events we have will be Goldwing Road Riders. They're going to be in town this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for their annual conference. And there's going to be a night parade. I think it's going to be around 8 o'clock when it gets dark. The motorcyclists will all flip on all of their colored lights on their cycles and take off. And the police chief and I will actually give them a narrated tour of our community. We'll get on a channel. And so they'll all be able to tune in and I'll point out the highlights of the community before it gets pitch dark.
Oh, that's a great idea.
But anyway, they love to get out and ride their motorcycles. And so we just hope that other people might step out and see them as they're passing by. We'll be in the downtown area and out in the park and the zoo. So they're coming to town. We probably will have close to 100. So they'll be in our hotels as well. And then we have the annual Optimus Club Pancake Breakfast. So this is a great way to get your sugar fix, and eat your sausage and pancakes, get all geared up for the 100-mile highway sale.
Yes, pregame.
And so that's Saturday the 10th from 7 to 11 at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. You get a couple of sausage and unlimited pancakes for $5. So come and make a donation to the organization, because the Optimus Club's platform is a friend of youth. So every bit of money that they make, they push right back out into the community to support our youth. So they do a good job. Do you have any pets?
I do.
Winnebago?
I do. I have a 3-year-old Shiba Inu. That's a dog.
What is that?
It is a dog. It's a very weird dog. It's a Japanese kind of dog.
Is it big or little?
It's about 25 pounds.
Like,
so it's medium size. Small, medium size.
Okay. So we have AWOL, which is an acronym for Animals With Our Love, and it's kind of like a humane society that we have. And they're having a fundraiser, and it's Buy a Dog to Help a Dog, and it's this Saturday, September the 10th, from 10 to 2 at Independence Animal Hospital, which is out on West Main, kind of on your way to Walmart. 2403 West Main is the exact address. They will have hot dogs and chips and a drink for $6, and they're also raffling off a quilt raffle. And you can buy T-shirts out there. So think about maybe skipping lunch on Saturday and just going out for a hot dog and chips and supporting AWOL. So we're excited to support them. My mom got a dog during COVID, and it came from AWOL, and he's the best little dog ever. So great animals come from our AWOL organization. So we have a teammates mentoring program that's coming to USD 446, and they're having an informational meeting next Monday the 12th at 5 o'clock at the high school. And Teammates is a trademarked mentoring program where adults are matched up with kids third through eighth grade, and then they stay with those kids all the way until they graduate from high school.
Wow.
And your commitment to this program is 30 minutes a week, and they work to match kids up with adults who have similar likes. You know, you kind of take a survey of things that you like and that you're involved in. And of course, they do background checks and everything on the adults to make sure that we're providing a safe experience for our kids. And then our kids also do not meet with these mentors outside of the school day. This is all done during the school day. So maybe you're coming during lunch break, or maybe you're coming during a recess time or something like that. Probably not during a, you know, an important academic
yes.
component. But anyway, it's a great program and we're excited to have it. And I just know that it's going to make its mark on our community, because so many kids, you know, benefit from having a relationship with a mentor. And then also the adults benefit as well. You know, I was a part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and my little sister is still a part of my life. I see her often. She's now a mom. And when I run into her at Walmart, I give her a hug.
Yeah.
And we text, and she'll forever be a part of my life and my family. So consider partnering with the school system, with teammates. Again, it's a mentoring program, and if you need more information about it, you can call Alicia Sanders at 332-9545, or you can just call the high school and talk to Michael McCambridge. He's the assistant vice principal. He'll give you some good information about that. You know, we're also talking about a new store you guys have in town. I think it's called the Flamingo Boutique.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I have time to check it out today, but I'm going to have to stop by there. It's where Cantrell's Jewelry, I think, used to be. It caught my eye when I came in, and it must be a new store. But we have a ribbon cutting in Independence, and it's not for a new store, but it is a gift store and a florist. And that's Carla's Simple Gifts and Floral, and it's at 113 West Main. So there, or she is joining the Chamber of Commerce, and her ribbon cutting will be next Wednesday, the 14th at 11:30. And I just want everyone to know that these ribbon cuttings are not, you know, just for special guests or anything like that. They are open to anyone and everyone that wants to come out and encourage our businesses, show support for our businesses, and everyone is welcome. So we'll be doing that again Wednesday the 14th at 11:30. Also, next weekend is the Veterans Roundup. So we were talking about Veterans Services at Four County Mental Health, but this is different. This is the Veterans Roundup. They have it every year, every other year. And it's for veterans, widows, and dependents. It's September the 15th through the 17th at Memorial Hall from 9 to 4. And you can get assistance with your benefits, your claims, your health care enrollment, and other services. They're also going to be providing breakfast of coffee and donuts, and lunch for of hamburgers and hot dogs, and if you know anything about these veterans, they're great cooks too. So it'll be good. But we sure appreciate our veterans supporting other veterans by making this available. If you need more information, call Donnie Collier at 620-515-6222. And then we talked about the museum's show and sell. Mm-hmm. And they're also having a capital campaign kickoff, and that party is Friday night, which is next week, the 16th at 7 o'clock, and they'll have some speakers and refreshments, and you can email them at ihmacmuseum@gmail.com, and the IHMAC is for Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. We're excited about that and want to support the museum as they work to raise some funds to make the museum sustainable for another 100-plus years.
Sure.
So that's coming up. And then we have a wellness fair. So this is very important. Put this on your calendar, September the 30th from 7 to noon at the Civic Center. It's Health on Purpose Wellness Fair. and you do not want to miss out on this opportunity to get your health in check. So they're going to have blood draws for $40, PSA exams for $15. You can get vitamin D shots for $15. They're also going to do free health screenings such as balance and blood pressure and blood sugar, depression checks, oral cancer checks, orthopedic and skin cancer checks. And you can get a flu shot for $25. If you need a COVID-19 vaccine, those are free. And they'll have lots of demonstrations and giveaways and door prizes. So put that on your calendar for kind of a save the date, because it'll be here before we know it, Friday, yep. September the 30th from 7 to noon.
Well, that's a good opportunity, you know, because it's going to cost you more than that to go to a clinic
I know.
To get some of those things.
Absolutely. We talked about the park, so we have and that Glow Golf. We have movie night in the park on Saturday the 24th. We're featuring Sing 2. It's sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Young Professionals of Independence. The pre-show starts at 6:30. The movie starts at 7:30, and we'll be pushing out some more information about all of the pre-show activities. For now, get the date on your calendar and just remember to pack the lawn chairs or a blanket in the car and head to the park. Again, Saturday the 24th, and it'll be perfect timing for the Glow Golf because the movie usually lasts about 90 minutes, so it's going to get done around 9 o'clock, which is about the time that Glow Golf starts. So if you have older kids and you're not ready for bed, you can just zip on over to Miniature Golf and play Glow Golf while you're out there.
Perfect.
Have a good time. And then I'll wrap it up by doing a few save the dates, because I do want people to know about a couple things that they can start to get prepared for. So Trunk or Treat is going to be here before we know it, even though it's September. Halloween is just around the corner, and that's obviously October the 31st. But Independence Chamber hosts the Trunk or Treat in downtown Independence, and we are needing some themed trunks. So this will take place from 6 to 7:30. We usually have over 1,000 kids, so make sure you've got candy for about 1,000. And it's super fun because everybody just pulls in, pops a trunk, and they decorate their trunk or they wear costumes, and all the kids just make their way around to all the trunks. And the kids get to see all their friends dressed up. Parents are down there with other parents. It's a great family affair. It's also very safe and controlled. And you know, right now gas is expensive. A lot of people don't have extra money to just have extra gas to drive around, plus you're pulling kids in and out of car seats, and it's a lot. I mean, I have, you don't know this, but I have twins. They're 28 now, but I can vividly remember loading them up doing trick-or-treating, and you're just worn slick by the time that it's over.
Sure.
And this falls on Halloween, I think falls on Monday night, so you got to get up the next morning, go to school, or go to work.
You're right.
This is a way to really have some power-packed trunk-or-treating, and it's fun, but we can't have it without the support of others. So please call us at the chamber office at 331-1890 and sign up to have a trunk. And the sign-up forms are also on our website. We so need our community's support for that. And then lastly, November the 5th, Saturday, November the 5th, will be the 6th annual Veterans Day of Honor. And this is a day full of activities and events honoring our veterans. And we are needing parade participants. So be thinking about that and calling the chamber. If you've been in the parade every year, you know, the last 5 years, and you're wanting to be in it again, we would love to have you. Just call. We'll get you on the list, and then we'll reach out when we get a little bit closer. But I do want everybody to get that on their calendar.
Okay.
That's it.
A marathon of events.
That's right.
Excellent.
It's
never
a dull day in Independence.
No, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I will be checking out some of those events. Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson, thank you so much for coming on board this morning.
Thank you. I'll be back next week.
And we'll continue with more right after this.